The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
It was probably a decade ago that I learned about, got excited about, and wrote a commentary about the fair tax to replace our national income tax. It seemed like the perfect answer for how our government could generate the money needed each year to keep us functioning fairly. At the time, it stimulated some interest, but the economy was reasonably good, so not enough members in Congress felt the need to seriously promote this change. It's a totally different ballgame now. Our new administration is floundering and not focusing on creating jobs and producing honest stimulants to get us going. But thankfully, some leaders are realizing that this is a perfect time to resurrect the idea of the fair tax. It will be a monumental job because those running the IRS will not go away easily. After all, the IRS is like a gigantic city of redundant employees with a tax code of 67,500 pages. Isn't that insane? As we speak, there is a fair tax bill in Congress, and here's what it does. It eliminates all personal income taxes, the marriage penalty, payroll taxes, capital gains taxes, death taxes, the alternative minimum tax, corporate taxes, and Social Security taxes. It's so unbelievably simple. It's a retail sales tax collected only on new items. It expands the American tax base to bring in illegal immigrants and trillions of dollars now in the underground economy or hidden offshore. It's simple, fair, and allows every American to take home far larger paychecks free of federal withholding. It unleashes our economy to grow, and already it has 63 congressional co-sponsors, and those sponsors need all of us to back them, to tell our own congressional leaders to pass this fair tax bill. Our present tax system is broken and rewards dishonesty. Drug dealers and other criminals pay no taxes. Neither do some of Obama's appointees and czars. Illegal transactions are not taxed, and millions of illegal immigrants pay no taxes. And those Americans who hide money in the offshore banks and investments pay no taxes. I honestly believe the illegals living here would welcome the fair tax as a way of legally participating in our country, a way that they could handle. The fair tax bill in Congress is just that, fair. Taxes would be collected only when anyone or everyone chooses to purchase a new product or service, nothing more. There's no hiding from these taxes by the dishonest and politically powerful. The fair tax would reduce the tax burden for all honest, hardworking Americans and close the IRS, which would save us billions. 80 economists, including the Nobel Prize-winning economist Dr. Vernon L. Smith, have called upon Congress to pass the fair tax bill. And even Alan Greenspan says a consumption tax, such as the fair tax, could certainly meet the fundamental criteria of being simple, fair, and pro-growth. Ken Hoagland is the fair tax director of communications. The fair tax would put trillions of dollars into our economy as funds which are in offshore banks and investments in income tax avoidance schemes come home, enough to create an economic boom for a generation or more. Really, a sales tax would do wonders for us, our children, grandchildren, and our beloved nation. Together we can all put our country on the right track. To conclude, as one who is vigorously against socialization of my country, I'll close with Obamanos. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.